In the imitation of Christ, we read what follows. When Jesus is present, all goes well. But when Jesus is absent, everything is hard. To be without Jesus is a grievous hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How true is this statement to the faithful soul, since for it there is nothing sweeter and more lovable than the presence and intimacy of Jesus. How privileged then we also must feel, since Jesus is truly present and being exposed during this 40 hours devotion, to be loved and adored, and in turn to fill our hearts with heavenly joy. Saint Julian Eymard rightly says, the 40 hours devotion is a feast of the heart. For Jesus is truly present among us with his hands open and filled with graces for us. Jesus in the Eucharist is the life and the joy of the soul. Come therefore and adore him always in the Blessed Sacrament, while he is hidden in the tabernacle, or when he is being exposed, as today. Come because you will find in him an inexhaustible and overflowing source of graces and consolation. When Jesus is present, all goes well, but when Jesus is absent, everything is hard. To be without Jesus is a grievous hell. Come to see him in his sacrament. He is the friend, the guide, and the father for us. A child is no happier for having received a kiss from its mother than is the faithful soul for having conversed with Jesus. Again, how privileged then we must feel today with his most tender presence. Presence which lessens the power of demons and prevents them of having the same influence on mankind as they used to have before the incarnation. The reign of the devil returns in proportion to the lessening of faith in the Eucharist. Take a look around the world nowadays, and you will find nothing but desolation and unbelief, hatred, and an incredible cruelty such as the earth has never seen before. Again, we remember what the Imitation tells us. To be without Jesus is a grievous hell. Take the Eucharist away from the life of the soul and from the family, and confusion and darkness will take its place. How well the devil knows that by keeping souls away from the Eucharist, from Jesus, he is destroying actually the Catholic family and fostering selfishness in us. But if Jesus returns, the soul and the family are again reborn and vivified. How kind then has Jesus been to perpetuate himself in the Eucharist? Are not, for instance, your temptations at times so terrible and frightful, frequently gone the moment you enter the church or receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. If we love Jesus in the Eucharist, if we are sorry for our faults when we have grieved Him, He will not abandon us. The main thing here is that we be not the first to abandon Him. He must always be able to say, "I have a home in your heart." Where then would we go if Jesus were not among us? What would we do without Him? Our hearts need consolation and love. And since we are not supposed to seek that consolation and love in the world, in creatures, to whom then will we go? Blessed be therefore then Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Well, Jesus during these 40 hours devotion has been constantly calling you to His love and friendship. He wants to find a place in your heart to dwell and remain there as He did once in the manger of Bethlehem. He is coming to us today also with Mary and Joseph in the mystery of the Holy Family in order to give the Catholic family a perfect example to follow and not just to praise. Therefore, learn also today from Mary and Joseph. Learn from their virtues, especially from their humility and silence. We must recall, however, that in order that Jesus be truly present among us and be the delight and refreshment of our souls, we need to pray for vocations to the priesthood, since without priest there is no Blessed Sacrament. Jesus would be absent, but as we know, to be without Him is a grievous hell. Therefore, ask fervently today for the grace that God kindles this divine fire of the priestly vocation in the heart of our Catholic youth. Ozzy, the prophet in the Old Testament, says that there was a great desolation throughout the earth, and he gives us the reason for it. He says, because nobody meditated in his heart. Well, again, learn from Mary, of whom today is said in the Gospel for the Feast of the Holy Family, that, this is the quotation, and his mother kept all these words in her heart. This means actually that she meditated. So, come and follow her example. Come and meditate in front of the tabernacle. Spend time with Jesus. Ask also Mary and Joseph for the grace that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament be the center of your hopes and expectations and the object of your adoration in the same way as He was the center of their hopes and expectations and the object of their adoration in the crib of Bethlehem. Lastly, recalling again that today is also the feast of the Holy Family, ask therefore Our Lady and Saint Joseph, especially, the grace that Jesus be present in your soul, and thus all will go well, even in the midst of tribulations and crosses God might send you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.